You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory. We all have a story. Was there an understudy? Or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie. It's my Broadway memory.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We have some great guests tonight, right, Michael? And it's actually really funny because you know that I've seen Wicked a lot of times. So this morning I just figured, let me look through my playbills and see if I, you know, saw either of them as Elphaba. And it turns out that I did see Jackie as Elphaba back in February of 2012, I think it was. It was like my high school trip that year. So that's a little funny tidbit from...
That's amazing.
Yeah. So who are our guests? You want to introduce them?
Yeah, we have the incomparable, amazing, you saw her in Hair, Wicked, and If Then, Jackie Burns. And we have the brilliant, fantastic, fabulous, you saw her in Wicked, Fiddler on the Roof, and The Cher Show, Dee Rossioli. I am so excited to have you!
Yeah, it was like in high school, and I was all over here trying to get more my ring light on more.
I know. The snap. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're good.
We're good.
I didn't ask you guys before we started, but what are we all drinking tonight? Let's all cheers.
Cheers. Oh, cheers.
Cheers. That's cute. What are you drinking?
What do you got?
I have tequila.
Yeah.
Bourbon and ginger ale.
I had tequila. I got some red wine.
Delightful.
And that's not hard. The red wine just paints me.
Your teeth, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, watch that.
I'm going to look.
They're going to be judging. They're going to be like, did you see his teeth?
Yeah, that's Jackie and I are going to be texting. I'm going to be like, oh my God.
His teeth. I don't have the gene where like, do you know Katja, the drag queen Katja?
No, I feel like I'm good.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, Katja, she has like the whitest teeth in the world. Like she, like they're just so white and it's like a thing. I don't know. Okay, cool. Moving on.
Well, I want that. I can get my Crest strips.
Do you do those?
No, but I need to.
No.
No, I did it once and they were too sensitive for me. It just like made me feel like I was burning.
Yeah. I did it. I did it and I really small.
Sure. It's the Crest strips.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do doing headshots like in my last semester of college. I was like, oh, I gotta whiten these.
I get freaked out by people that have like super white teeth. Like
Ross and Friends.
Like who?
Like Ross and Friends, you know, like when they turn the light off and it's
just like, yeah. I mean, we should look a little human, right?
Well, mine are like eggshell.
Wait, so I always think it's weird when I think about teeth as exposed bones. I feel like that's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. There's a few things that are bizarre about our body. Like hair is dead skin and we're like, hey, I'm going to make it look super pretty.
Yeah.
Nails, growing your nails out. That's always weird.
It's all, it's super bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have, because, you know, I was writing about this the other day. I was writing about this because it's Wicked is such a pivotal moment in my life because it came out when I was in middle school. And so it was, I don't know why it grabbed me by the balls the way that it did. I mean, I do. It's such a fabulous show and it's aesthetically so beautiful and the music is amazing. But there was something I was writing about when I was obsessing. This was before the Tony performance and this was before YouTube. So all I had was the cast album and I hadn't seen it yet. And I remember asking this girl, Chloe, who had seen it, being like, tell me about Defying Gravity. How does she fly? How does this happen? What happens? And then I was like, you know what? What is it like? What was it like for the first time for you guys to fly?
Okay. It wasn't obviously that you ride the levitator before a performance. Like they don't just, you're not in front of an audience riding the levitator for a first time, which actually would be really thrilling.
Yeah.
But no, you get practice at it and it's actually a lot less thrilling than you think it's going to be.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. I know, I feel bad saying that, but you know what? Honestly, riding in the bubble, they let me ride in the bubble one time, and that was far more scary than
that's really cool.
Yeah. I was like,
cool.
But the levitator was like, it was fine. You know, it was like, because you're so, they have that thing around your waist, and you feel like, and then honestly, that's not what I'm thinking about when I'm doing the show. I don't think about, it's weird when it doesn't happen, but I'm not really necessarily thinking. Mm.
Did you have a no-fly show?
Yes. Jackie actually has better stories than that. I only had a couple. She's had like dozens.
Wow.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, Jackie, elaborate.
When I like got so mad. Well, the thing is that I maybe I'm a temper Irish. I was on tour for a year before I went to Broadway, and the entire year that I did it on tour, I never had a no fly show. So I didn't even know about this plan B is what they call it when you're not going to fly.
Wait, can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
Heard you say that the other day. And I think that's crazy because who was your stage manager? Because like one of the first things I learned when I got there was this is plan B. If it ever happened, that it was who?
Mary Beth.
No, on tour.
Oh, on tours, you know what? It was Peter, and he was like leaving as I was like, you know what I mean? Like he was kind of on that. They were kind of changing over, and I think things got like I just came in at a bad time. So yeah, so when I went to Broadway, they thought that I knew what Plan B was because they were supposed to have told me on the tour, and nobody told me on the tour. So, and I think everybody probably thought they told me, but didn't tell me. So I didn't know this existed. So I was doing a show and like got myself in and, you know, had my broom and was ready to like, normally it's moving on forward before it goes up and it moves forward. I'm like, it's not her. She has nothing to do with it. You know, it's me. It's me. And then you go up. So I'm in and I'm saying my line and I'm not moving forward. And I'm like, in my head, I'm saying, what the? But I'm still saying my line. And I feel somebody pat me on the shoulder being like, Plan B. And I was like, while you're still being like, it's not her, she has nothing to do with it. And then I finally figured it out because I'm smarter than I think I am. And I'm like, I guess I, and I didn't know where the thingy, the hooky thingy was. And it's like this tiny thing, and you're singing, it's me. Anyways, and I walked forward. What? Go ahead.
No, I don't, I just have to stop her because the way she's explaining it is great. But the little tiny thing, like, it's kind of insane that she even found it. Because it's not just like a little like click. It's like you have to find the exact little, it's like this big, and you have to get your hand in there, and then you have to push it down, and you have to like specifically know what it feels like, what it is. Like, I rehearsed it. Like, they rehearsed me doing it. So it is so crazy that she had to do this in performance.
Yeah. It's comical because it's not, yeah, it's like you have to finesse it in a way. Like, she needs to be taken out for dinner, wined and dined, and then bought some flowers and maybe like a diamond necklace, and then she loosens up and lets you on. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, so it was kind of crazy that I got her to cooperate and got out of the levitator. But then I didn't know everybody lays down at your feet because
to make it apart.
Larger. So all of a sudden, everybody's like, sure, coming down. Everybody's laying down at my feet. And I'm like, what the heck?
Wait, did they all get down?
Yeah, because everybody gets down. So they're like, and laying down. And
like, it looks like she's flying. It's the silliest thing you could ever imagine. And it is hilarious. To watch, and everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. And then the conductor who's so close to you is just laughing at you. Like, yeah. Dominic, I love Dominic Metternich. He's just sitting there laughing at me because I'm like, and you always do way too many arms because you're trying to like vogue it up and like be like, I'm flying.
And you're over singing at the same time because you're like, I have to be bigger.
And when the curtain came down, what was the first thing you did when the curtain came down?
Yeah, it was not.
I would, if nobody told me what the hell Plan B was, I'd be like, I was like, what are you talking about?
And that was the other thing. There's a special mark that you have to stand in because there's different lighting. So I didn't stand on my mark. And I'm pretty good about that stuff. But you tell me something to do, I'm going to do it. I'm like good girl syndrome. Like, oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Right. So, but I didn't know. So I wasn't in the right spot. And Mary Beth was like, Jackie, you weren't standing in your light. And I was like, my light? What the heck? What? I don't know what this Plan B crap is. And she was like, you never had an now fly show on the tour? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, honey. And I was like, yeah.
So how do you guys know each other? Is it from the World of Wicked or how do you get
from the World of Wicked?
Yeah, well, because I, when she was on tour, my first time on tour, I came out and replaced her. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, you're going to be my friend. And I was like, okay.
No, literally, I forced her to be my friend. She came and
I went willingly.
I literally was like,
best relationships.
Me, going to be best friends. You don't know it yet, but it's happening. She just
Honestly, I think it was, we just, I don't know, we were kind of kindred spirits and we got along really well. And it, you know, sometimes, I mean, in my experience, it's been okay. Like whenever I've taken over for somebody or whenever someone has taken over for me, it's been fine. Mm-hmm. But I have heard horror stories about different witches coming in and it's not really a smooth, you know, transition and stuff. And so I think that, you know, there's always that thing like, how's it going to go? How's it going to go? And like, she and I were both putting our best foot forward. And I think in that we just realized that we were destined to be like best friends. So
you guys are also working together to this day. You guys are working together during quarantine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we had done a masterclass a few years ago, and we just did one like a month ago, and we decided, and we work really well together. We both have really kind of similar styles, but you know, where I lack, she picks up and vice versa. So it's like, we have a really good, we're a really good teaching team. And so we came up with this idea of a masterclass series, which Jackie actually named Build Your Book to Book. And it, in essence, is us taking a 4-week class series, and each week is focused on a different type of music that you will need in your book throughout the 4 weeks, and it culminates in a mock audition.
It's amazing. So, I mean, I don't want to give anything away in this because I want people to take the class, but I mean, how have you noticed trends change in the past year in regards to like auditions? Cause they change so much. I mean, it happens. I'm a headshot photographer. Trends. I mean, with headshots, it's like, there's only one rule and that's you have to shine through. It's your abs, you know, your essence has to shine through. And that's, I think, the biggest trend that never changes. But for you, what is something that you've noticed that you're excited to kind of tackle?
I've noticed that, I mean, more than ever, it's, you need to be
performance, like first opening night ready now when it comes to an audition. There is no, you know, where it used to be when I first started out, you know, you go in, you have your sides and you're familiar with it and you have a few choices, but like, you know, you're ready to go in there and be directed and like, and you have more room to play. I think nowadays it's so like you go in and you have to give them exactly, you have to show them that you are what they want and that you are performance ready opening night. There's less room for non-polished.
You have to be very, yes, exactly. You have to be very polished. There's less, they tend to hire less work in progress and more, like she was saying, performance ready. And I think especially when it comes to your own material, like I've been in auditions where it's like, you know, you sing all the stuff that they've given you, but then it's like, oh, you have to, they like, give us something like your back pocket song. And like everybody has one, but I'm not practicing that every day. So it's like, this class series is a way for people to get those back pocket songs if they don't have them already. And just be prepared for any situation.
Yeah. The other thing is that I feel like a lot of, just from coaching over the years, I realized that people always come to me and they have like a huge book with like 15 to 30 songs, which is crazy. And you don't need that. You need to have like 4 to 5 songs that, you know, fit every little niche that you need, that you know so well that you are ready to knock out of the park. And so many times they get screwed in the fact that like, they bring in this book and then somebody asks them, well, do you have something in this style? And they're like, and then the music director or something will look through the book and be like, oh, what about this song? And they're like, oh God. And they lose the audition, you know, lose the audition right then and there because they weren't ready with that song. So nothing should be in your book that's not going to help you book, right?
I have been taught literally to have like, I mean, this isn't what my book looks like, but I've been taught literally where it's like, you need to have like a rock song, like a pop song from the 1940s, a ballad from the 19, like by decade, you know, every single, and that makes your book go like this, you know, it's like Harry Potter, but
ridiculous.
And you know,
it's like Harry Potter.
So where can we, it's like Harry Potter. So where can we find more information about before we play our games and go into our memories? Where can we find all the good stuff for your class?
Oh, well, it's going to be on our Instagram. So if you
want it links in our Instagram.
Yeah, we haven't linked it yet because we haven't figured out the exact date that we're going to do it because I think we're going to start in a few weeks. We haven't decided. We were deciding the perfect days and times. We put out a survey.
So she's saying follow them.
Yeah.
For when they do.
I didn't jump the gun, right? I didn't like announce something that
No. We're okay, good. Recorded. We just don't. We don't. And we got all the information together. We just didn't actually pick the start date and begin the signups. But if you go to our Instagram, it'll be a link in my bio and her bio. I'm sure she'll create a swipe up, and good. We'll have more information as the weeks go.
I signed an NDA today. I just don't remember what it was for. Yeah. So we'll figure that out.
Very important.
All right, so we're going to do our playable memory shebang. I'm going to start it off just to show you guys the little structure, but I have like 8 or 9 of these mofos.
Oh,
and
wow.
The majority of which I've seen. So, yeah. So,
well, all right. You win, so.
You pack them in. I like give them room to breathe in mine. I'm like, oh no, delicate, please.
No, I'm Jewish because I'm going to put as many as I can in one binder. Because
they're expensive.
They are. So no, Playbill doesn't get that much of my money. Jesus Christ. Okay, so I'm going to just go like that.
Oh look, we had somebody auditing their master classes last month.
And, oh yeah, Becca, yes.
That's awesome.
Pierce, we love that. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm landing on. No, I don't want to do that. They didn't have anything special. I'm sorry. It wouldn't have been good. I don't even think I saw that. It was like one of the random ones. Okay, here we go. So this is a very special memory.
The Bell of Amherst. Oh, of Amherst. I've never heard of it.
I can't.
Yes.
You win because I don't know.
No, it's okay. So it was it was the first opening night that I took my mom to.
Aww.
So it was kind of like, come to it. I got invited, come be my date. Like, this will be like, we'll dress up. You know, we took like a step and repeat photo. And
is that a Caldecott? Hold on. Somebody just asked, is that a Caldecott? No, actually on playbills, they put little opening night seals to prove you were there that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what'd you say?
It means you're fancy.
Mm-hmm. It means you're fancy. So this was, Jolie Richardson starred in this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
I'm like, and her up. Hold on.
What year was
she's, this was,
I think it said 2014 on the cover.
1911.
I think Jolie Richardson is Natasha Richardson's sister.
Oh. Oh, sure. Yeah. She came up right away on IMDb.
Oh, there you go. Know
anything, Jackie. It's okay.
What? We don't know I don't know anything. Yes.
No, neither do I. This is why we're friends.
I don't even know what day it was. It was October of 2014, October 19th of 2014. You know, and what was on, you know, and then we like to, you know.
Was that on Broadway or was that off Broadway?
No, it was at the West Side.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I didn't hear that part.
Well, pay attention. Oh. So, yeah, so this was, you know, during the sideshow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, love looking at the ads and all that good stuff. And
what about what else was playing at the time in the back?
Let's see. We got Gentleman's Guide, Aladdin, Beautiful, Cabaret, Indian Ink, The Real Thing, Chicago, Cinderella, Disgraced, A Delicate Balance, Hedwig, If Then, It's Only a Play, Jersey Boys, Kinky Boots, Les Mis, Love Letters, Mamma Mia, Matilda, Motown, On the Town Once, Pippin, Rock of Ages, Sideshow, Mormon, Country House, Curious Incident, Elephant Man, Last Ship, Lion King, Phantom, This Is Our Youth, Wicked, You Can't Take It With You, and Off-Broadway's Avenue Q, Blue Man Group, Stalking the Bogeyman, Stomp, and Belle of Amherst.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Cool. So If Then was on during this time, which I saw.
Where was the opening night party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we went. I think we went home.
What?
I know.
You didn't go to the pub?
I don't know.
Right.
I know.
Right.
Please, I know, please. Right? I mean, I love a party. My favorite opening night party I went to, I think, was I think it was On the Town. That was a really fun party. In 2014.
Where was it? Do you remember?
It was downtown, and they had, like, you know, full, like, band, you know? Mm. It was in a really big space. Oh. So it wasn't crowded and food was good. And the open bar was, you know, it's an open bar.
Yeah. Open bar is good.
I love
so.
Open.
So which one of you guys wants to go first with your memory?
Yoli, you've got so many. Do you want to go?
Oh, yes. My many, many memories. I forgot. I'm supposed to like pick it, right?
Sure.
Yeah. At random.
Pick it.
But I can see them. I'm not going to pick what's on top. Okay.
Okay,
so this is Chicago. Wait. But it was John Kander's birthday.
Oh. Wait, that was Chicago, like at the Ambassador?
Yeah. And so they did a special playbill. And what's crazy about this is that, so I was doing a show at the Vineyard at the time called Kid Victory. It was John Kander's new show. Mm-hmm. And it was also his birthday. I literally got to like cut the cake for his, like, I think it was his 91st birthday. And I was like, I can't even believe that I'm here at John Kander's 91st birthday. But anyway, right. So he invited us to come to see the show on his birthday with him. And so we sat in it was my first time seeing Chicago, and we sat in the audience with him and watched Chicago.
That is so cool. Was the playbill the only that night, or did they play that playbill?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. It might have been like a little bit of a, like, they might have run it as like a special for a little while. Well, like, everybody celebrates their birthday for at least a month.
Clearly.
Yeah. Month birthday.
Charlotte Gamboise. Oh, she was Roxy.
Who was? Charlotte? So I'll just post I shot her for Dressing Room Project backstage for that. Oh, yeah. So I'll post a photo on the Instagram. I mean, she's amazing in that role.
She's amazing.
She's done that once a year since 1997.
What do you mean? Like,
what?
Like, hey, I want to go in.
She's done Roxy once a year, like a run, a once a year run since 1997.
That is insane.
That's when you knew you were the boss. You're like, yeah.
I'm oh, wait, the fact that you could still do that choreography.
Oh my
crap. She was a little, everybody's always like, what's a dream role? And I'm like, Roxy Hart, I'll never ever play it in a million years. I cannot dance. I have the gift of awkward. But oh my God, watching her do that, I'd be like, oh, that'd be amazing.
What's a dream role for you that you're like, I
wait,
can
wait, it looks
that.
Like Jackie wants to be in Chicago too.
I mean, like, can I have it? Dee and I always have this is the thing.
Yeah, like, if you and I did that together, I would be the Velma.
No, I'd be the bad Velma.
No. You're so fun and cute and like you can dance. Well, I mean, Velma has to dance too. So I
why don't you want to be Velma?
I want to be Velma.
I want to be Velma.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I never get to play characters like that, that are like, you know, like this.
I'm there Tony.
She got the role.
See, that's about for Roxy.
You know, like this. That's funny.
Like this.
You know, like this. That's funny.
That's so good. I'm there for it.
Yeah.
So, I'm obsessed. That's amazing. That's perfect. Okay, so that was good. That was a great playbill to
that
pick.
That is, because I'm going to be honest, I've never seen that cover before. Usually, like, I'm going to be honest, every time they come out with, like, a new cover of a show, I'm really interested to see what the new covers are, and I've never seen that cover. And it's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, 2017, I think.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I think that you guys should do Chicago, like a virtual Chicago. I think that you should do.
I think you should.
For the Actors Fund.
We always want to do a show. Oh my God. We always want to do a show together.
Well, what show would you guys do together?
Besides Chicago.
Well, besides, obviously.
Clearly.
Jackie and Dee, you think Chicago you think revival, you know?
The second revival.
That's what you're thinking.
Well, you have Alex Horace saying, I'd pay to see these two in a show together. So at least you have one.
Alex is
one thing.
I would not do anything with Dee, honestly. If somebody called me and were like, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to pay you, but Dee's in it. Like,
we're not going to be able to pay you.
Because that's
nowadays. Hey, oh, yeah.
Wait. So the virtual one.
Yeah, it's a virtual non-paying.
Yeah, good. I think I saw.
I can't do anything with her, so.
I think Leslie Margarita's status the other day was perfect. She was like, y'all, these free gigs are getting a little, they're like a little elaborate and free, you know?
And we still have, she's like, and I still have to pay my rent, right? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like these huge commitments and they're free. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, because you're virtual. It just makes it even freer. So it's, who cares?
What's weird about the time, too, is that like everybody knows that everybody has free time. So when you get contacted, right. Hey, you want to do this thing? It's for charity or it's for whatever. You're like, you might not want to do it, but you definitely have to do it because are you going to be the asshole that says no?
I'm busy.
Right. Right.
I mean, and I'm always willing to help. I always want to help, but I'm just saying it's an interesting time because you're kind of like forced to do things.
Just tell them you're on My Broadway Memory on the Broadway Podcast Network.
And that's all.
And you just
don't. I have to pick my playbills.
I don't have to. I have a lot of time.
Until the internet cuts out because you can't afford to pay your internet. So your virtual stuff anymore because you're like, I couldn't afford my internet. I
mean, say thanks for the offer, but if you'd like to pay my Cablevision this
yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get like emails and messages from like to be a influencer and someone emailed me for like to talk about their ice cream.
Send it. What flavor?
And I'm like, I have time for that. I certainly have time to talk about how good some ice cream is. So
close that. Yes.
Yes. I nailed like that. It. Jackie, do you want to do yours?
I want clothes and food. Yeah, if anybody's watching, I would love to be an influencer on very expensive clothes, jewelry.
Not like you could wear it anywhere right now.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
I'm in my parents' house, so I had a lot of playbills that are sadly me, because that's what my mom keeps. But I did find a few that love got that. Me.
Good.
And
well, I mean, not good, but like, you know,
good. Thank God.
That was the Jewish mother good thing. It was like, good. Okay. You know, good.
I'm excited you picked this.
I wanted to pick this because it was such a huge impact on my life.
For anybody who's listening as a podcast, it's Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Guys, I'm not wearing pants, and I think you might have seen that I'm not wearing pants, but
we were so distracted. It's okay.
Oh my God! Wait, you have that? I've watched that many a times. Gold. It is gold.
When did you see Jekyll and Hyde, Jackie?
So I just moved to the city. I just graduated college, and my boyfriend at the time brought me to see Jekyll and Hyde, and we were sitting next to none other than the Hoff. That's right, David Hasselhoff. And I turned
the
to
Hoff.
Right at the, that's right, that Hoff. And I turned to him at the time and was like, and he was like, why is he here? He was like, I don't know, maybe he's going into the show. He was. He was taking over Jekyll, and he was watching the show right before he was taking it over. And I just was like, who was in it? Huh? Who was in it? Oh, who was in it?
Did you see Bob?
I want to know the date, and I want to know who was in it.
I think it was Sebastian Bach. Why did I cut out something? I don't know.
Oh my God, Jackie.
You think this is for a vision board that I don't remember?
Did you want to be Lucy?
I love the title. Yes. He is Lucy.
I feel like you both would be an amazing.
Who was Lucy?
Oh my God, Colleen Saxon, and she's fierce.
And I remember the film part of it. Yes. And I was
with her. Yes. I remember, and that was another thing, turning to my boyfriend at the time and being like, I'm never going to make it. That girl's a year younger. No, I think, she was a year younger than me. I was like, she's a year younger than me. It's just so good. She's not scared at all. No.
And that was at the Virginia Theater, right?
Oh God, I don't even
wait. Look at the playbill. No. What?
It wasn't at the Virginia. It was at the
front.
It was at the Schoenfeld.
It was at the Plymouth.
Oh, the Plymouth, Plymouth.
Which is now the Schoenfeld.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. See, I am always interested to know where the shows were, and you know, especially when they change names like that.
It was magical, and
what else was playing at the time?
Oh God!
Yeah, the Schoenfeld.
Look at stuff that I don't know. Do you know? I love this. Marin Mazzie was the big.
She had a spotlight.
Oh wow!
That she was.
That's amazing.
Flipping.
Look at that headshot.
That's I'm interested. Okay, what was playing at the? Where did you find that?
It's one of the last five pages usually.
Can we also look and see love, lust, madness, murder? They're not playing by threes. They're playing by fours here. Okay.
Murder.
Wait, you guys, I don't think that I have that in this. I'm telling
you. Yeah, look, Jackie, it's like this thing at the back.
It might look
a little
older.
Maybe it's not in that.
All dining and entertainment.
Maybe it's newer than we think.
Mine is literally all dining and entrance. It's telling you that you can go to steakhouses, go to Sardi's.
What about before that in the playbill?
Jackie, I also want to
celebrity choice.
Wow.
I also want to know more about the cast. I want to know who else was in it.
You okay, hold on. Oh God, I didn't know.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Christiane Noll that was it Emma?
She was Emma.
Hold on, let me
She was Emma.
I didn't know if that was right. Character.
Yeah, no, she was Emma. She's not Emma in the video though, but your Sebastian Bach was your Jekyll.
It was Sebastian Bach was Jekyll. It was Colleen Saxon was Lucy. And Andrea Vivette.
Yeah. She's the one in the DVD, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
amazing.
It, George Merritt was Utterson.
Love it.
Barry Aitken was Sir Denvers. Joseph Modwald. I don't
remember. Anybody in the ensemble that you may have worked with since?
Kelly O'Hara was in the ensemble.
She was?
I'm pretty sure Kelly O'Hara was in the ensemble.
Arthur was in it.
Yes, he was.
Arthur was in it. Kelly O'Hara was Kate, and it was her Broadway debut. Wow.
Pretty amazing.
You know your Broadway trivia.
What'd you say?
You know your Broadway trivia.
Yeah. I love Jekyll and Hyde, and I love Scarlet Pimpernel.
Hmm.
They're good shows. I work with Frank Wildhorn all the time, so I go do his concerts and stuff all the time. And the big thing that I ever got to do was I got to do the reading. They did a reading of Jekyll and Hyde after they did the revival that they're going to do in London and in Australia with Anthony Warlow. I got to play Lucy. Kayla Salas was they had her sing Bring on the Men because they always wanted to change the
style. I love that song.
Because Lucy's not supposed to like, you know, she hates what she's doing. So why are you trying to sell this thing when she's like hates her life, right? So they had Kayla do it and then Lucy doesn't sing it. And then, I got to do it with Anthony Warlow and then Teal Wicks was Emma, who had just done it on Broadway, that Dee and I are good friends with. But Anthony Warlow is like, getting to sing Dangerous Game with Anthony Warlow was like career highlight. I was like, oh my God.
I need to ask, what do you guys prefer? Good and Evil or Bring on the Men?
Bring on the Men.
Bring on the Men.
I like Good and Evil.
Oh, see? Mm.
My best friend says the same thing.
The evil at the end, that's just like, that rattles my gay bones. Like,
Jackie, you know. You sang Good and Evil?
I didn't sing it. They did Bring on the Men and they had Kayla do it. They had the whole script and it was so, the script was amazing. I was so sad it happened in Australia and then at the Sydney Opera House and then things fell through and it didn't happen and I was
Wow.
Do you know how destroyed that cast album is for me? I love that show. I'm trying to think, I think it might be a piccolo, but that piccolo at the end of Murder that goes nuts. I'm just like, that's, so I'm good. Sorry. Talk about storytelling through orchestrations.
I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to that now.
I am too.
So good.
Oh my God. I love like that. Track 17, which is Your Work and Nothing More, is actually.
Track 17, everyone.
It's track 17. Your Work and Nothing More is actually, I think, my favorite song in Jekyll and Hyde. It's the waltz with the counterpoint. It just is so eerie and it's weird. It's so crazy because what Wildhorn does is he writes pop, right? But with the orchestrations, they sound like they are in the late 1800s in a way. So it drives my brain wild and it's like, I want to know so much more. And that's, I think, why I love Pimpernel as well, because it's a pop score, but then he uses harpsichord. I love it. I love it.
I saw the Scarlet Pimpernel. That was like my third Broadway show that I saw. And I was just like, when I was a kid, that's all I sang was Frank Wildhorn. I was like obsessed.
His music is singable AF. It's like he writes songs, you know?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that we tackled some Wildhorn today.
At this point in the live stream event, we played Broadway-themed memory games. While these games are tons of fun, they're best enjoyed in the video format of our episode. If you'd like to see the game portion of this episode, visit My Broadway Memory on YouTube or Facebook. Now back to My Broadway Memory.
Good job, though, both of you guys. That was good.
See, you got the best. I'm proud of you. And that's why you should take our class, because you'll get to work with me.
I want to take your class.
I mean, it's going to be a really good time.
Let's take a class with them. We'll have them on another week and we'll make it.
Are you okay? You're like, what?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. When something goes wrong, like with the technology, I get really nervous.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm like, oh God, like the pressure's on. I got to do it. Right.
But everybody, every single Zoom, every single thing I've ever had has had.
I know.
Tech problems. But I said that to Jackie the other day when my boyfriend and I did like a stage it concert And she's like, how you doing? Are you good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just nervous that like the technology won't work, or it's like something's going to like, she's like, oh, don't worry. Everybody has that problem. And then I felt better about it.
Yeah.
That's like what I say about like 54 Below and Green Room 42, because it's like almost people are paying to kind of see you crack in a way, not like crack vocally, but like kind of just like lit, like, you know, they see you on a Broadway stage and they tell, and you tell the story. But then when they come to see you do your solo show or sing in a concert, it's almost like they want to see
the raw
happen, where it's a little more raw and a little more personal, because then it's like we know you a little better. Like we get to watch you actually exist and be not perfect, which is, you know, kind of, I don't know, takes the pressure off a little more, you know?
Yeah. I think you know who does that the best is a masterclass is Idina Menzel. She is so good at just like.
You just opened up a can of worms.
What did I? Why?
Do you know how in love I am with her?
Okay, well, there you go. I didn't know. She's like a masterclass of that. You know exactly who she is within a second. She's like the old barn, like, what's the line?
I do a Idina number with the Skivvies.
Wait. We got on FaceTime last week after our Broadway memory, my Broadway memory. And Michael goes, just give me 1 second. Like he puts the phone down facing the ceiling, comes back, and it's Michael as Idina.
I'm in full lace front with the red tracksuit. And I'm going to do like a whole post on Instagram. Unreal. Like that's on crazy. Her birthday on May 30th and be like, happy birthday. Because like, if I was a drag queen, my drag name would be Gorgina Menzel.
Oh, God, I can't.
Okay, man. Oh my God. That's so
funny. So there's that. But, I saw her do Elphaba in 2005, and I remember it was actually January 5th, 2005. It was 2 days before she fell through the trapdoor. And, I saw her do it, and I remember I think during Wonderful, she hit her mic on the hat and it went and she literally stopped and hit it twice, gave a thumbs up to the sound to the tech people in the back of the house, and the audience freaked out and then continued on with George Hearn.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting, she's kind of changed the idea of live theater, right? So it's like, it's always like, you know, you're always taught like just to go on like nothing has happened and you don't draw attention to those types of things. She kind of flipped that on its head, and like she kind of makes a meal of those.
Oh my God, yeah. And If Then, she was the queen of it. I mean, it was like masterclass of just like, she would forget a line. There was one time she forgot a line. It was hilarious. She forgot a line in this one scene in the matinee. And then forgot the same line that night. And twice she came on, sang the line. It was her and LaShawn's and Jen Colella come out in like the subway scene. And she went to say this line and completely forgot it and was like, oh, fuck. She was like, okay, let's go back, and brought everybody back. And like they made the entrance again. And she forgot to, like, she messed up the line again. I was like, okay, you know what? I gotta get this. Let's do it again. I can't have it. Like, just like, and the audience went crazy.
Jackie, I have a question.
Yeah.
That one show that Jen Colella went on for Lizbeth.
Oh.
What happened?
What were you doing?
You did?
What was I doing? Oh, I'll tell you what I was doing. I had a planned personal day. My husband was getting hip replacement surgery in North Carolina. So I was gone in North Carolina for one day, and she called out so that Jen would go on, which was lovely.
Oh, that's great.
Everybody being like, what was wrong with Jackie? And I was like, I was literally in a hospital.
No, that wasn't me being like, no, well,
I did get a lot of that, just, do you know, like people are like, what's wrong with her? I would never think that.
I just wanted to know, like, because like that was like such a one-time thing. It was like a what? That's amazing.
I had a planned personal day that Idina knew that I was going to be gone in North Carolina. I flew out on, like, I don't remember. I was gone for literally one day. And Medina was like, I'm going to call out so Jen can go on.
Oh.
Did Jen want to go on?
Yeah, Jen was like, yes, Jen wanted to go on. It was all like.
Not me.
Yeah, you would have been like, no, thank you.
Wow.
That's, yeah, I
terrifying at work, you know, she was in rehearsals and like learned the show.
Yeah, of course.
We get to do it. Like, why wouldn't you want to get it? And then I was always there because as a standby, you're not in the show. So like, even if I was sick, I could be in my dressing room, you know, and like,
right.
Yeah.
So it was the only opportunity and I didn't have any vacation. So like, that was the only opportunity that I had was not in the building. So it was like a perfect, and it was planned. So she, Jen could know that she was going to, you know, like,
yeah,
heads up. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm on within 5 minutes. It
was, oh, like, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's much better.
Then you would be like more into going on because you were like mindset, right?
Yeah.
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 I loved that. I loved that show.
Me too.
I had a great time when I saw it.
Yeah.
It was a great show. It was a great show.
My only regret is that I never actually saw Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was so mad at me because she was like, Jackie, you have to tell me when you're going on. And I never told
her.
I never told her. But I always got told, like, the very first time I went on was mid-show.
Hmm.
And I had never had a rehearsal. And it was during Tony voting. There was Tony voters in the audience. And it was a Wednesday night. And the stage manager came in right before the show and was like, hey, Jackie, just want to let you know that Adina's not feeling very well. And I immediately got like the hot and prickly, where I was like, oh my God, I'm going on. I'm going on without. And that show's a beast to have never like had a rehearsal with the glasses, no glasses, and the pregnant, yeah, pregnant, never have had any costume changes or been on stage, you know, like to do that show. It's a lot without a put in rehearsal. And so I was like, oh, and she was like, no, you're not going on. I just want to let you know, like, she's also the queen of like doing alternate notes. Like, I could never hear that. Like, she can find. So she's like, you know, if you hear different melodies or stuff like that, don't worry.
Michael's face right now, he's like,
yeah. So she's like, and I was like, oh, okay. She was like, you're not going on, because it was Tony voting time and there were so many Tony voters in the audience. And I was like, okay, great. And then the opening number started. And if you know, then she sings more songs in the second act than the first act. I mean, she sings a lot, but like really in the second act, you have much more songs than the first. So the opening happened and you could tell that she was really sick, that she was like, you know, getting through it. And one of the swings in the show, Pearl, was watching the show and texted me and was like, oh, I took a makeup on. And I was like,
Pearl-san?
Yeah, Pearl-san. And so, yeah, so I was like, okay, so I went to stage management and was like, should I like be getting ready? Like, should I put some makeup on? And they were like, no, you're not going on. Trust me, you're not going. Like, she's going to get through the show. Like, you're not going on. And I was like, okay. Show keeps going. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go on. Like, you know, and so I went down again.
Second act yet? Has intermission happened yet?
No. So this was like, you know, 45 minutes in. So then like, I went back down. It's like 15 minutes before the end of act one. And I went down again and was like, am I going to go on? Like, should I be getting ready? Like, if I'm going to be going on for the first time in my life without a put in, like, you're going to shoot me out of a cannon. Like, I need to know. I don't want it all of a sudden. And they're like, I promise you, you're not going on. Okay. Literally, the lights go, surprise, blackout. Jackie DeWiggs. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay, this is happening. And they didn't even have mics for me yet. So like, I'm sitting next to Adina as they're like taking her wig off and taking her mics off, and putting it on me. And she's like, hey, girl, do you need anything? And I'm like, no. Like, I would have liked to have known now I'm going on for the first time in my life without a put in. And I have 15 minutes to wrap my head around this fucking role. But yeah, no, I'm good. It was so crazy. But the funny thing was, it's Walking by a Wedding is what you open it up the second act with. There randomly was a bunch of Rock of Ages people in the audience. They had like, you know, given free tickets, you know how they do that sometimes. And I really was worried that, because Adina was huge. Adina's huge, but Adina was really huge at that point. That was like Adele.
Right after Frozen.
Frozen. I mean, she is like the biggest star there was in the world, right? So it's like, people are going to throw shit at me. Like, I just was ready to be like, killed, you know. I was like, okay, just like put your armor on, Jackie, this is gonna happen. And they're like, for the role of Elizabeth will now be played by Jackie Burns. And I'm like starting to walk across the stage and Walking by a Wedding, and there was all these cheers, and I was like,
oh,
and it like, yeah, it was so touching. Come to find out, a bunch of Rock of Ages people were in the audience. And I was like, oh my God, thank you, because I had done that show, you know, years originally. And so it was just like, gave me a boost of inner morale. I needed that to be like, okay, this is happening.
That's amazing. That is you've never told me that story.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. And then literally the next week was my put in, and I was like, no, I'm good. And I gave
Jen, I'm good.
Gave Jen because then I ended up going on for five shows in a row.
Oh,
out. She was so sick. Poor thing. because she was recording her album at the same time as doing the show. I mean, it was a lot.
Jackie, thank you. Do you have any similar story like that, or like memory that you hold near and dear?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also, I think the more exciting one is the Wicked one, but I do want to touch on my Cher show debut, because Stephanie Block is she's a rock, and I wasn't expecting that I was expecting that I was going to get my put in and get all that stuff and then go on, but I did have to go on, and there was it's like 29 costume changes, and you're playing Cher, so confidence is actually really important, and I had none. But yeah, my first time going on for her, it was a Tuesday, right after opening, and she was done and she wasn't feeling well, and I get it. And I was hungover, and I remember laying on the couch and being I got the text from her, and she's like, "Honey, I'm sorry, I just can't today." And I was like, "Fuck." Okay, here we go. And it's insanity. I did have a couple hours notice, so that was good. But my Wicked debut, I started as a standby in Chicago, and Christy Cates was my love. Yes, she's the love. And she's actually married to my ex-boyfriend, which is amazing. And they met on a blind date. And
what?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I didn't know.
Wow.
I know, they have a baby together. It's amazing. So this is going to make me seem like I have a drinking problem. I do not, but
it's empty.
Saturday. Yeah, all right. It was a Saturday, and I went to dinner with everybody with all the swings and stuff, and we had dinner. I had two glasses of wine, and I went back, and I had my own little dressing room in Chicago, and I didn't think anything of it, and I was like, I'm going to take a nap. And so I laid down, and about 9 minutes before curtain, over the loudspeaker, Dear Rossioli to Christy Cates' dressing room, and I was like, no. And I had put in and all that stuff, but I was, two glasses of wine, and I was like, this is my debut. And so I just remember being in the dressing room, and Christy was very upset because she wanted to do it, and she was taking off her tights and crying, and I'm so sorry, I wanted to get you flowers, and I wanted it to be special for you your first time. I was like, it's okay, it's fine, everything's going to be fine. And they're like slapping green makeup on my face, and I was like, and I remember getting out there, and it was just, the music starts for Wizard and I, and my mouth was so dry. I was chewing my tongue. I was literally chewing my tongue so that spit would happen so I could swallow. Terrifying.
Did it go okay?
Yeah, it went in a blink.
They hired you for Broadway, so,
It could have been.
It definitely worked out, yeah.
It worked.
But it was.
I just can't wait, when I'm Elphaba, I don't know, when I enter, downstage, it's just I know I'm going to black out.
Wait, when are you going to have the first transgender Elphaba? That would be amazing.
When?
I would love to see a lot of different things. And did you guys see the picture of Britney that went viral of the first Black Linda?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I was like, what?
I took that photo of Britney backstage prepping for and it was such an amazing experience, and I'm excited for so many more, trans plus whoever, there's so much amazing,
horrible, don't they?
Yeah,
Alexandra Billings. Yeah. So it's getting there, and
for a show that is all a fantasy.
Right.
It would
be nice
to see more of those.
Yeah, there's no rules, right? There's no
rules.
Anything can happen.
No one's really a munchkin. No one's really a witch.
No, sometimes really box. Sometimes box are taller than Elphabas, so
And they can be.
What'd you say?
They can be.
Yes, they can be. So, all right. So we unfortunately have to wrap up, even though I can talk to you for literal hours.
Sorry.
I want to talk to you guys for hours. I'm obsessed with you both. Friends forever, pinky swear. So anyway, let's all take your class. Where do we find you again for your class?
Oh, tell us. Instagram. And I don't know my
handle. I'm at D Rossioli on Instagram. She's at isn't it Jackie Burns NYC?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I love when people have to look up their own handle.
I'm Jackie Burns NYC. Yeah.
Yeah. I see it all the time. So that's
nailing, guys. Nailing.
Nailing it.
So we'll find out more information about your class.
Yay.
On your yeah. Instagrams.
Yes.
And Michael
again. Yeah. What?
You wanna announce our guests for next week?
Before I do, I don't think it would be a perfect episode if we didn't mention Alan and Dory and Britt once more in Broadway Podcast Network.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's thank them. Our producers, Dory and Alan, and our engineer, Britt. You guys are amazing, amazing, amazing people. Broadway Podcast Network. You're amazing people. We're obsessed with you. I mean, 60 plus podcasts, Broadway, all Broadway podcasts. If you want to know anything about the industry, anything about the biz, just go to bpn.fm. It's all Broadway Podcast Network. It's all there.
And check out Dear Multi-Hyphenate, which is Michael's show.
And check out Page to Stage, which is Brian's.
Oh,
and cool. As always, follow My Broadway Memory on Instagram. And let's announce our guests for next week.
Who is it?
Who are they? It's Kelly Wong and Justin Guarini.
Kelly was my Bach in Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
What a good cast. Because that was... Did you also do, were you with Anna Gasteyer as well, or?
Well, Anna was there when I was, Christy was Anna's standby, and then I was coming in to be Christy's standby, so I overlapped with Anna just a little bit.
I traded all those bootlegs.
Oh my God, Anna was incredible. She was unlike any Elphaba I've ever seen, because she really went for the dry comedy thing, like more than anybody I've ever seen.
Like, God, I love
Parker.
Her.
Nicole Parker was a very funny Elphaba, but like Anna just was like, this is what I do. So I'm going to, and it was.
Who was the funny Elphaba?
Nicole Parker.
Oh, Nicole Parker.
Yeah. Yeah. She was great. She was great too. She had this funny video. She did Defying Gravity as Sarah Palin.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that.
All the imitations. With the Scottish thing.
The imitations are great. She does a great Ellen, but like she did Defying Gravity as Sarah Palin, and it is it's funny. It was back in like 08, when that was all happening.
Right. You know everything. I can't handle you.
I'm coming for Seth Rudetsky's career, okay?
Literally, you got it, because it's impressive.
Thanks, guys. You guys are amazing. You guys. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone that's watching and listening.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.